Welcome back to Yo, Is This Intersectional? I'm your host, Hope Liptak, and today we'll be talking about the most recent massage parlor shootings in Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm going to make a brief opening statement about a current thing going on in the United States here, and that is the shooting down in Atlanta, where 8 people were killed and 7 women, 6 of Asian American background. And I was just on the telephone briefed by the Attorney General of the United States and the Director of the FBI. And the investigation is ongoing, and the question of motivation is still to be determined. But whatever the motivation here, I know that Asian Americans are in very concerned, because as you know, I've been speaking about the brutality against Asian Americans for the last couple months, and I think it is very, very troublesome. But I'm making no connection at this moment to the motivation of the killer. I'm waiting for an answer from, as the investigation proceeds, from the FBI and from the Justice Department. So I'll have more to say when the investigation is completed.
The injustice in this story is evident. A white man targeting an Asian woman as a result of his own addiction, racism, and misogyny. However, there are multiple layers of injustice in this story, which clearly defines this instance as an issue of intersectionality. The media can easily be defined as a catalyst in the discrimination against Asian people in America. The conversation of whether or not these women were sex workers has plagued the overall conversation of this tragedy since the beginning. And guess what? It doesn't matter. The over-sexualization of these women by Robert Long is what led to violence. Not a single thing any woman has or has not done to support herself can be justified as reason for injury, and certainly not death. The narrative developed by the media in the wake of this tragedy is laced with overt sexual innuendos and microaggressions towards the Asian community on a broader scale. We have to do better by these women, and we have to do better by all Asians American, by all Asian Americans.
11 Alive is where Atlanta speaks, and many of you have expressed outrage over remarks a gunman allegedly made that he was lashing out because of a sex addiction. 6 of the victims are Asian women, and members of the AAPI community have been adamant that you cannot separate race from what happened and the issues of hypersexualization of Asian women. 11 Alive's Natasha Given shares 3 women's perspectives.
I've definitely experienced the marginalization and sexualization of Asian women in America.
Lyndon works as a diversity, equity, and inclusion manager.
So it's the idea that an Asian woman is a possession to be had.
Mary Marston is the editor for the Journal for Gender and Social Policy and the Law at American University. Both say they are heartbroken by the shootings at 3 Metro Atlanta spas and outraged by what the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, allegedly told police.
But he does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex addiction.
It can be both an issue of race and sexism and misogyny at the same time.
So how is this specific instance defined as an issue of intersectionality? Well, I'll tell you. Robert Long targeted the specific victims in this hate crime as a result of gender and race, which are 2 issues that commonly connect in American social structure and social injustices in general. But specifically, here we're talking about Asian women, which have a history of over-sexualization and fetishization in the American media and by the American public in general. These 2 issues meet in the middle in regards to his motive. So,
the traditional black straight hair, white pale skin, and you know, the slanted eyes that people are sexualizing, because essentially you look like a doll.
They say some of it comes from colonialism and wartime prostitution.
When I was 13 years old, a self-proclaimed Vietnam veteran attempted to grope me at a beach club because he said he had one just like me in Vietnam. And as a child, seeing my mother be objectified by men and how she felt the need to laugh it off out of fear of physical retribution.
Alexandria Pham says this is such an issue. She sets parameters even before going on dates.
One of the questions that I actually do ask when I'm meeting someone new is like, you don't have an Asian fetish, do you? Because 9 times out of 10, unfortunately, they are intrigued because of that.
While spas are a big part of Asian culture, the women talk about the stereotypes associated with the spas in the U.S.
I believe that came about because a lot of sex workers do happen to work in massage parlors, and there is an overlap between the two.
And it is a legitimate business. It's just devaluing the hard work that Asian American women have to go through to just be able to survive.
Robert Long is accused of a mass shooting in Georgia's capital. The violence was specifically directed at the Asian community, occurring across multiple massage parlors in the area. Allegedly, Long killed 8 people, 6 of which being women of Asian descent. Robert Long has a history of addiction issues with sex and pornography, targeting the massage parlors because of their assumed sexual nature, as well as his overt over-sexualization and fetishization of Asian women.
Thank you so much.